Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap your lap.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome, aka Big Shuka Poppy. We got Cam in the building.
Sleepy dog.
Big Sleepy. We got Emmanuel in the building.
Yo, I'm about to wake you up, because I got something to say.
And we don't have Mike Mendez in the building.
He's not here today.
He's in a big bear with a big bear.
You might want to watch how you say that.
Oh. Maybe not the person he's with. Okay. It's a big bear, but there's bears up there.
I got to say something that I have a strong contention with imitation crab. As a man from the DMV area, born in D.C.
Imitation crab ain't it.
Grew up in Maryland, Virginia.
That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Crab is like, I'm pretty sure I'm like 15% crab.
Yeah,
as much crab as I ate. You know what I'm saying?
You're a crabby patty.
Real crab meat. Mm-hmm. And they trying to get away nowadays with putting crab with a K, a capital K, and just saying it's crab meat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get away with shit.
If you know what crab meat look like, you can look at it like, this ain't real crab meat.
I don't want no Jackson Pollock fish. I don't know what type of shit that is. I don't want that. That's not crab meat.
Yeah. But I mean, anybody who
like the paintings.
If it's spelled K R A B, they should know.
Some don't, wrong. And we gotta inform them right now.
They should know.
What happened with the crabs from Kansas?
Kansas crab?
With a K.
Kansas crabs.
Barbecue Kansas crabs.
If you getting your crabs from Kansas,
Kansas City crab.
The only crabs coming out of Kansas is STD. I'm just sick of it. I had it recently.
Yeah, where'd you have it at?
Chinese spot. Restaurant. I mean, and you know,
I mean,
they just tricky. They say real crab meat with a K.
Yeah,
that's what they say. Real crab meat with a K.
Yeah, real crab meat.
I like my crabs like I like my women. Real and a little snappy. I was thinking so hard.
I know.
You saved it. Yeah.
When you said real, I was like, where's he going?
Let me fuck with me.
Yeah, fuck with me.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
They ain't lying to you.
What you mean they ain't lying to me?
Because they said real crab with a K. So in the K, crab is real. You see what I'm saying?
But there's no real crab that's with a K.
This is why you stick what to your you action mean? Movies.
There's only imitation crab with a K. So therefore, there's no real crab with a K.
Nah, it's real to them. Like, hey, in the imitation world, this is the saying. Real crab.
No,
they got the best of the imitation, so it's real. So they didn't lie to you. They didn't lie to you because they put a C on it, they would have lied. But they put a K on it.
They put a K on it. You know,
but that's what they hoping. They hoping that you read over it real quick. See, it says real crab meat.
That's on you. If you go to court, they're gonna be like, you
always
want
to find out some way to put it on me.
Some
it
people,
was on you. You
some people didn't read their contracts
you read
and they in bad situation.
Right, nigga.
And you knew.
I think you're more so
that road.
Are you more so mad that you paid for real crab?
I can't hear shit out these heads.
Are you more so mad that you paid for real crab?
Wait, they was charging crab prices for the fake crab?
You know what?
That might be
how much they charge for extra real crab. I'm about to find out.
Oh, it'd be market.
Yeah, it'd be market price.
It'd be market.
It's not like what? It's like $2 extra.
No.
Crab don't work like that.
You've been buying imitation crab for years.
That's avocado. That's avocado.
See,
would be
California
like $2
shit,
actually.
Man. Hollywood, it's all fake. Everything here is fake.
The
they don't
crab,
have real, the sets are all fake. Buildings, everything in the crab.
And it's funny, that used to be the poor people food, lobster and all that stuff.
So your crab basically came with a BBL. Those are fake too. So you had imitation. Yeah, you had imitation crab with the BBL.
It had
fake
its
crab
cut off. It is a transition crab.
A transition crab. I mean, this all crabs matter, man. You gotta get better.
Yeah, I show you that crab pen in Bahamas.
I don't got nothing. If you a blue crab, live your life.
Gotcha. If you a blue crab,
blue crabs, all types of different crabs, you can live your life. But don't come to me
with the fake. Yeah,
telling me what you trying to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they lied to you. You don't want to get into the. You don't want to get into the house and open the plate and realize it ain't the crab that you paid for.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's not right.
Come on, man.
That's not right.
This is terrible. but that's my rant.
Yeah.
Crab meat.
Well, I guess
I hope people get a chance in their life to taste real crab meat. Because the way
for
we
sure.
going, they're gonna have imitation meats of everything.
Tell you what, we went to Kickin' Cajun. That was real crab right there.
You got
that's real crab.
We was having
God
fun.
That's real crab.
You gotta break the shell.
Ain't no
regular crab meat coming, you know, just out.
I don't think Ron like crab legs. Like, he'll never go with us. We always invite him.
I love crab.
He never go with us. Something about us. And
if he didn't like crab, I don't think we would be as close as we are.
Yeah, I know. I love crab.
You gotta love
it. He always declined the invitation.
Yeah, when you coming next time?
When we going?
Whenever you tell you, you're not gonna go.
That's why I ain't been.
It's only been twice.
That shit, you go, you got to get ready to get messy. Get to it.
Oh, yeah. You got to put on a bib in the place.
Yeah, for sure.
Bibbed up.
So
Rome has the African version of a bib on right now.
It's a big bib, big shuka bib. For those of y'all who are wondering why we were wearing these in Africa, I know Cam explained something, but it was cold up in the mountains. Like, it get a little chilly up there, a little brisk. Little
I
brisk.
Dare to say freezing. at one hotel, yes. It was
freezing. Yeah, it was cold.
Like, I couldn't film no more. I ran to my room.
How about when y'all were staying in the tent? These dogs are
cold.
Going off right now.
That was normal.
I feel like we're in Nope.
What?
Well, don't explain anything I'm seeing tomorrow.
I know you didn't see it.
Yeah.
I tried. It's not me not trying.
Yeah.
It was just.
This is another.
Like something that's your fault.
This is an older. It's an older rant that I'm about to go on.
As an age.
As an age. I don't know how people are out here doing what they're doing on a regular basis, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what I mean.
Okay, break it down.
There are people, because they have movie times that go past 8:30.
Right.
And there are people that are buying tickets for this stuff.
I think I know where you're going.
Before you go too deep, that's the reason I didn't get to see Nope. Because everything after the time I could go was this.
It's dead
to. And then there are clubs that get started at 10, right, 11. Right. And just events that start later. And there are people who, on a weekly basis, are at multiple of these things. Mm-hmm. So I was living like a 21-year-old, not by choice this weekend. Okay. So let me explain. A couple of friends were in town from D.C. area.
Take accountability now.
Yeah, no, for sure. A couple of friends are in town from D.C. area. I wanted to go see Note with them. They wanted to take a black group with us. I said, I'm down for the black people going with the group. Hey, we getting the tickets now. You want to just Venmo me the money? I'll just get the ticket. Yeah, cool. That's my bad. I ain't go ahead and state what type of condition that my body was in. Mm. So they pay for the tickets. I said, oh, shoot. What time did y'all pick? Oh, 9:45.
That's tough for me. Especially if you pick that recliner theater, which I always pick.
And it was the reclining theater.
Good air conditioning.
Good air. Just not get your blankets in there. I said, y'all trying to put
They give you blankets?
They give you. You ask for they give you blankets in there. I pick theater.
They give you blankets?
Yeah, I mean, you can ask for blankets.
This must be new.
It's like, no.
Hey, the one in Woodland Hills about to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. That one? It's open now.
It's open now? Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to go.
I need to go to this
And out. So I said, when I met you years ago, I told you I don't do late movies. What are you not understanding about that? Cool. All right, so I make it through the movie because I was excited to see Nope, so I powered through. Okay. I think I closed my eyes once.
Okay. I think I know what part you did.
I think I closed my eyes for about 30 seconds. I was like, oh, shoot. Okay, all right, I'm up now.
That's when the seat go down. You lean forward.
Okay, all right, yeah. I sat up. I was like, let me sit up. So then we had to go to a birthday function Saturday. This particular fellow, we had to go. He showed up to a lot of our stuff, so we had to go. And he told me and Cam a couple of days before, hey, guys, it's going to be starting at 10. So I'm coming off the 9:45 movie, which means I went to sleep about 1 something. I got back home, got up about 6 something because I had to be on set on Saturday, came back home. Then me and Cam had went out that night. Funniest thing, we get there, all of our friends that are there, first thing we say, I almost didn't make it, man. I'm tired. Yeah. Everybody in that bitch tired.
Oh my
God. So then
God.
We get back home from that. Then me and Cam had to go and do a pop-up event with Shady Side Up on Sunday, okay. Which that went cool.
Nice.
But we was out there, had to be out there at 9:45 a.m.
Downtown.
In the heat until about 5.
Was hot as hell.
And the whole time, I'm just like, there are people who go out on a regular basis like this every weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
You didn't even put in factor in before the movie. You was out the night before then.
Before, yeah, that was the. You said before the movie.
Yeah, you went to an event.
Yeah, I had to go to an event Thursday. So I said, nah, this ain't. I said, there are people out here living this way. And I just want to know how they do it. So if one of y'all could leave a comment, tell me what type of regimen you guys are doing, what type of, because it just ain't in me. And then there are people, and when we was out on Saturday, we was looking around, we was like, damn, some people come alive in the nighttime. You could tell some people that are just night people. Mm-hmm. You looking at them, you like, they be out at this time.
If they was looking at me, they were like, that guy don't be doing this. I was not alive.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just
on the floor in the fetal position.
I'm just fighting. I was like, I'm just a morning person, man. This nighttime stuff. Like one of my friends was like, yeah, I was having a conversation with my homie. They called me at like 3 a.m. and we were talking. I said, 3 a.m.
That's hilarious.
What's that? They was like, when the last time you woke up? I mean, you went to bed at 1 a.m. like on purpose. I said, no, on purpose. Got to be 3 years, maybe. Maybe before that. I was like, it was just funny. I was like, this is a 21-year-old act. Because when you go back to us at 21.
Right.
Hey, boys was out.
We so what do you think 21. It is? Because there was a whole, like, what do you think the rappers do?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Cocaine? Like, I mean, some.
No, I think you just adjust to it. Like, if you know you got to work nights, like, yeah. Say I was working mornings all my life, but all of a sudden I got to work nights, yeah. My body's going to adjust.
Yeah, I basically was on third shift this week. From Thursday to Sunday, I was third shift.
Like, that shit? I don't know how he did that. Every night he got back at 1 something in the morning, like,
that shit was hurting.
Was saying, I was like, nah. Like, I woke up this morning at 4. I said, yeah, right. Went back to sleep. Then I woke up again at 5. Say, all right. Went back to sleep. Woke up at 6. So you thought you went back to sleep.
Went back to sleep.
And then I woke up at 7. I like, I got to get up because the maintenance That's coming. That's hilarious. The maintenance people come,
and it's about knowing when to tell your body when to rest. Because you know, with us creators and stuff, like we'll want to, like, you almost feel guilty, like if you don't go to the gym sometimes, like you had it, you be like, oh, I gotta rest, like, because I just needed it this morning. I was like,
and it's crazy. The more rest you get, the more sleepy you be. Like, I'm tired.
The more rest you get. Yeah,
if I know if I would have woke up at 4, I'd probably be good right now.
Yeah, and then you'd be sleepy later. Yeah, like, when
but right
you.
Now, boy, I'm fighting for y'all right
sleepy
now.
Sleepy, a funny word. I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy, dog.
That's a verified pussified and, word. Okay,
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. Hey, bro, you got to get out this car.
Not if you put a dog on it. I'm sleepy, dog.
I'm sleepy, dog.
It's not as bad.
Yeah, it leaves you a little more confused.
I'm like, sleepy dog.
I'm sleepy dog.
What type of guy is this that I'm hanging out with?
A sleepy one.
No, why don't you say, dog, I'm sleepy.
Now you got the whole game.
Yeah. What I do think about now, I'm like, am I missing out on things because I go to bed?
See, the thing about you,
you know how some people have, there are some events that maybe need to be at sometime, but they start passing a time that I want to be
and
there.
I'll be
what
at
do
those.
You feel you're naturally at? You're a night owl?
Where?
I mean, like, naturally, I'm saying, do you feel like...
No, I think I'm naturally more like morning.
Because,
like,
I know you naturally take naps. Since I know
I have you, naturally
you've been
a took
nap ass nigga.
And that's the thing. I don't you nap ass nigga. And that's
nap
and that's the thing.
From nap town. Nap ass nigga. And that's
nap town. Nap ass nigga from nap town.
This nigga a napkin.
This nigga a napkin. This nigga listen only nappy roots.
Nappy roots. But I haven't. That's
nap
the thing.
King Cole, nigga.
Nap
King Cole.
The only reason this nigga made it is because of nepotism, nigga. Because of nepotism, nigga.
This nigga. In my knapsack,
this nigga.
Nigga.
Dragon Ball Z would be from Napa, nigga. This nigga love Napa, Florida.
Napa Valley.
Napa Valley. Yeah. All his wine from Napa Valley.
Nip nap paddywhack.
Nap ass nigga.
Nap ass. That shit funny.
Nappy hustle.
Nigga love naps.
Well, the funny thing about it is I haven't taken a nap in so long. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
I haven't actively went and took a nap.
If I take a nap, I'm dead.
Like, I haven't took a nap.
See, but you used to be more on the wave. I was. You used to be like, no nap. I don't really do naps like
that. Yeah, that's why I be feeling like I'm wasting my life when I take naps. Like,
me and Mike, were the nappers. Mike is a full napper.
Mike is more of a sleeper.
He
just in general. Like, it's amazing when Mike is awake. Oh shit! Like, oh damn! Mike's here.
No, the main reason I don't like taking naps because then I'm up all night. That's the real reason.
And see, that never affected me. Like, if I take a nap, I'm going back to sleep.
Right.
I can go back.
I'll be up late.
Like, what is the average nap time?
I feel like if you go on to take a nap, I think 30 to an hour.
Okay.
I think you should be solid 30 to an hour.
Sometimes I'd be making it worse.
And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes
it's worse.
And that's why I haven't done like an active nap in like a long time, maybe over a year. Like, but if I'm just laying in bed, now if I'm laying in bed like watching a movie or something, the eyes might close for a second. I'm like, oh no, I gotta get up. Mm-hmm. It's been plenty of times a Cam would come to my room, he said, nigga, I had to sit up. Like, I gotta go get splash some water.
Especially with this jet lag. I'm at the tail end of it, but it's still on me. It's rough. My body
y'all still feel it?
Yeah, so actively, I think I'm a morning person, and because I haven't been taking any naps, it's just been, I think, but the body's just used, once you up at 4 or 5, 6 a.m., I think by the time 9 o'clock in the night roll around, body like, hey, brother, you been up all day.
Like my mom, when she worked at 2 in the morning,
yeah,
around 7, 6, 7. Oh, she going down.
That's hilarious.
Going down, but
you can't
like,
even fight it no more.
Yeah, but you hear 1, 2, live. This is your body.
So you think people just naturally have that, like, I'm going to be up, naturally have a ditty?
Some people have it.
That's just him.
My dad's a night owl, but he weird because he get up early
take
too.
Well, I know old that
nigga now. No. He don't go like to the bed and take a nap. He may
be on the couch or something. Yeah.
But that's old age now. But I'm saying even when he was younger, he would be up late. He didn't take naps and he'll wake up early. Yeah, like jet lag don't affect him.
Chaz is a napper.
He never
have
jet lag.
I mean, not napper. Chaz is he be up late. Chaz is up late.
Yeah, he wakes up late though.
Chaz wake up a little bit later. He used to. I feel like
waking up early too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think some people just naturally have it. Like there's some friends, you know, they're like, damn, they be out. Like you be out.
I told Mike though, I can't have his sleep. I need a sleeping schedule. Cause like Mike just be
let
his Mike body is like an artist. Like,
yeah, he can go. Yeah,
but even artists be like they do the night owl part. Mike be sometimes up super early, or sometimes super late.
Yeah,
that's an artist. I mean, even with touring and traveling,
well, that part, yeah, for sure.
Going studio late nights, waking back up early.
I need consistency, dog. My body would just I can't function.
Like if we on set for something, like say we got to shoot something for like 2 weeks, and we know we got to be up. That's cool because you just know what time you know your call times, you know, but yeah, just being out late. I don't know when them days coming back.
I think the biggest thing for me is just not fun anymore. Like clubs ain't fun unless I'm like, unless it's a special occasion.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, Mike's DJing it. We all right. Yeah. Or if you out of town, but.
Especially if you getting twerked on, you the chance to catch some monkeypox and shit.
Yeah, for sure. Get you a couple monkeypox getting twerked on.
Like when we was young in college, that's all club.
I remember those nights where it was like consecutive nights of just ending in Waffle House.
Oh yeah,
hey.
And you had no problem with it.
And it was like we would start Thursday, end by like Monday.
Yeah. I can't imagine doing that if I'm not out the country.
Yeah. But that was just my little rant.
Even going to Vegas is tiring.
Absolutely.
That shit is like punching me in the face. You might as well be just constantly. By the time I leave, I'm like, what the fuck?
If we ever do Vegas how we used to do it from all the Memorial days, I'm interested to see how it's going to be now that I don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, probably a what vibe will it be experience. Now?
It's probably a different experience for sure.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Cause that was like the fun of it,
the drinking
just
part,
getting drunk in Vegas. Like,
and that's another thing,
just being able to walk even, on the streets with it and all.
Yeah,
that.
I think, but even when you're drinking, that's gonna make you more tired, and then that's gonna be rough
Vegas,
in the morning.
I was always good. Yeah, I was prepared. Like I knew what.
Well,
to
yeah,
eat,
you was
how
prepared.
To drink,
yeah.
No hangovers. Like
yeah.
But the third day, that's when it's like, all right, it's time to go. My body done.
I just be tired. hard.
Yeah, for sure. Tampa rapper.
Before we get to that, you seen Gray Man?
I haven't seen Gray Man.
All right, wait. I seen 15 minutes of it last night.
You funny.
You know, because you know why.
He started at 8:30 and fell asleep.
We'll talk about it next week. I'll watch it. That and Nope. So I want to talk. I want to talk to the rapper community in the black community. Oh, what's like going on? Energy is real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The energy you put out.
Pay it monthly.
Yes,
definitely do.
The energy you put out is the energy you are gonna get back. So it says a Tampa rapper named Rolly Bands shot and killed outside his apartment moments after posting a message to his ops. If a nigga wants smoke, pull up. I'm at the crib in 5 minutes. So this is exactly what he said. He said, a lot of these niggas know where I live at for real. I sleep in peace. If a nigga wants smoke, I'm at my crib in 5 minutes. He showed up to his crib and they killed him.
And now he's sleeping in peace. I hope my bad.
What was his name?
Rolly Band. I have a lot of empathy, but it's hard for me to sympathize for you.
It is hard.
You asked for this. Yeah. You put this energy out. Like, you ask for them to come to you. You let them know your location. You
I'm sorry.
Put this out. Like,
that's not even energy. Because, I mean, energy is like you going down the streets and he's always doing crazy shit and that shit might come back onto you.
That
he
is energy.
Telling people. He's just straight up. It's not like he's just saying, hey, this is where I'm at. Come and try to kill me.
Yeah, but with context clues, you know that this ain't the only incident.
That's the thing, built up
to the point where now he just...
Of course.
Right. I don't know him personally. I never heard of him, so I don't know nothing past that.
But to blatantly say it, you know what I'm saying? But ridiculous.
But that's what they do in music. They be like, I want smoke, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. They say those things in interviews, they talk, and then stuff happens.
Where do you think that confidence comes from, where you think you're, like, untouchable? Like, what is that?
Sometimes it comes from past incidents, surviving past incidents. Okay. Sometimes it comes from just thinking that, like, hey man, ain't nobody really about that life.
If you actually go through with, you know, killing somebody too, but it kind of puts a whole new like
you did it.
Oh,
like you,
I feel like, oh, that's what it's like to take a life.
But you got to know who you're dealing with too.
I mean,
because
very true,
like who he's beefing with is way more serious than maybe say if someone was beefing with me. I don't expect who I'm beefing with to come kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
The people he's beefing with, you know these people.
You know,
in the streets that you dealing with other street dudes, that this is a possibility. So, like, sometimes talking like that make people like, okay, you think you that bad? Like, look at 6ix9ine, the energy he put out, all the shit he was talking. Yeah. Everywhere he went, someone would have had an issue with him trying to do something to him.
Yeah.
It's the energy.
And it's just kind of like... because of social media, it's like, I gotta put this out because, you know, if I put this out, it's gonna get my clout up. Mm-hmm. You know, niggas gonna know that I really said that. Because if he was just on the real gangster thing is like, I'm just on the phone with you. Like, nobody knows it's me and you, but hey, you know where I'm at, pull up. Yeah. Maybe even if he still get killed, you wouldn't know that it's on, so you wouldn't look crazy, you'd be like, all right, you said it here on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. But social media is like, oh, he that dude, look how he talking right now.
But
like,
if you get killed, now everyone is gonna say you stupid. That's what everyone was saying.
That's the thing. Like,
so it ain't a win in that situation. Like,
even if you get shot, you wanna be looked at as stupid.
Yeah,
I think the only person that's ever done it, like, and you gotta be smart with it when you do it, is 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like, he will talk all the, but he moves smart. Like, these people that's doing it now, they don't move smart. They just say these things and just be outside.
Well, they live in movies. I think they live inside of movies. And so in their mind, what they're doing is like, oh, like, this how Scarface would, you know, this, you know, or whatever gangster movie they look at. Like, it's no, this is real life. Yeah.
It's the same thing I said about, you know, like when bringing up how we brainwashed and, you know, everybody's brainwashed a certain way.
You know,
to a certain extent, whether I'm talking about women with the Disney shit or I'm talking about hood niggas with rap and like, you know, just street culture in general, they get this idea that it's kind of like, this is the life.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's about. I'm going to gain respect. I'm going to get, you know, from my peers, from people in my community. Yeah. I'm going to be the man in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's all a fucking facade, man.
Like, ain't nobody coming to shoot
just
me.
Wasting your time.
You got to make it cool to grow old, man.
I was watching these docs on Vlad TV. not docs, but his interviews. Yeah, the interview. He's doing Sammy the Bull.
Yeah, the
old monster. And his stories are so fucking crazy, dog. But all the crime, all the worst shit, I think he killed like over 19 people and all this shit, right? He ended up snitching. On that's how he's out today.
They all snitch.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like there is no street code, no ethic. All that shit goes out the window.
What's that Vince Staples line with the judge?
That's what I said. Like Vince Staples said, the truest line. He said, "Everyone tough till they got to see the judge."
That shit. Because you real life started setting. You like, whoa. I'm about to be in jail. We're talking about shooting. This ain't gangster stuff, but we talking about shooting. I just watched this interview with a sniper, military sniper. He was like 22 minutes. He's breaking down sniper scenes in movies, rating them. He did like Saving Private Ryan, Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. It's one of them. But he said that was one of the most accurate sniper situations. But what amazed me, he was talking about the movie with Bradley Cooper, American Sniper.
Yeah.
And he was like, because Bradley, I think, was set up like a mile out.
That was a real, like, Trumpy movie.
Yeah, very Trumpy movie. He was set up even the way he was talking about these guns and stuff, I was like, this is some American racist. Even there was a black dude. Right. But he knew his gun shit, but he was talking about how he looks at everything from even, like, the way they like put their hands on the trigger and like the way the thumb, he said, you're not supposed to curl your fingers, you're supposed to just hit with the pad. But what amazed me, he was talking about a mile out. He was like, when you shoot a mile out, you got to take a few things into account. He was like, one, of course, wind. Mm-hmm. But then he started talking about the Earth's rotational axis. I was like, I didn't even think. He said, because when you're shooting a mile out, he said the Earth is still moving at 1,000 miles, however fast the Earth is moving. So you have to account for that as the bullet is shipped. I was like, that shit was blowing my mind. I was like, this for, and he's like, it can determine whether it dips just like a slight hair. He was like, so you gotta kind of like, he was talking about calculations inside of the scope, and they calculate the spin of the Earth. This is wild. If the government
wants you dead, you have no chance.
You have no chance.
Unless you're part of the government and know how they move.
I mean, you can get shot a mile out.
Bruh. He was talking about the scene in the terrible Gemini Man movie with Will Smith. But he was talking about the scene where they did the sniper from the moving train. Like, I think Will Smith, he said his setup and everything was great. But he said there's no way. He said, going through the window pane and on the moving train, he's like, you would have to slow down time in order to get the bullet through. Because as soon as it hits the window, it said it alters the bullet. You know,
didn't
what I'm
they
saying?
Do that and want it to? They did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Too.
All that.
They twisted
bullet. Twisted bullet.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a shot where he was on the train and Buddy was in that chair.
Yeah. He said stuff like that. He said moving target. He said he's never seen it. He said, hey, I mean, but somebody.
That's almost an impossible
shot. He said, now if he's running, yeah, because you can time,
right.
You know, you can time to run. He was like, but like on a moving, like that, moving that fast, moving, he said, that's
I'll great. I'll be zigzagging. When you think about it, go here. I'll do a little bit.
Cam, come out. He's going to escape the sniper.
That's all I'm going to do. If he get me, I'm like, he earned it.
I think it's Saving Private Ryan. He was talking about this.
I get to the Heaven's Gate. That boy good.
Y'all saw me.
I did everything.
And Saving Private Ryan, he was talking about when Buddy, who's like shooting up, and he shot through the scope and hit the dude in the eye. I was like, that's some aim, nigga. He said, that's possible. He said, but he said shooting up is just harder than shooting down. He was breaking down. I was like, this shit is crazy, dog. And the snipers are scary because you don't know. And then he said, the other last thing. He was like, in the movie, I think the sniper shot. The enemy sniper shot. So you seen the soldier turn. He said when he's turning, he's counting the sound of the ricochet to see how far he is. So he said, shit. So he pow, so he was count how many seconds. Mm-hmm. Then he started looking around and look to see how many seconds he is away, so he know Jeez. Where to look. I said, "Dog, that shit sound crazy, though."
You know that shit is tough because when I was shooting on my birthday, I was shooting a target. I was 100 feet with a 22, mm-hmm. and I'm looking like on top of this. And when I shoot, this my the little mm-hmm. coil. I was like, all right, I got to aim a little lower to get, and then, I would try it again, and I kept adjusting it, so I can,
that shit is like, a mile? That shit crazy,
though. It was 100, man. I can't even imagine.
That shit is wild.
Yeah, you remember that Will Smith movie, what's it called?
Gemini Man.
I remember coming out.
I'm so mad.
I'm mad as y'all talked about it, I never watched it.
We got an invite to go to that.
We did, yeah.
But for like, I don't know, whatever, they're inviting influencers out, and... Bro,
that shit. We was like, "What is this?" I remember
this girl that was there that was with us mm-hmm. or something, and she came out and said, "Oh my god, it was really good." I said, "I'm not talking to her ever again." I made that decision.
I'm not talking to her ever again.
I'm so dumbfounded. You thought
that shit was bad. That shit was nice.
Some people don't have the same.
That's true. That shit was, she was like, bad though.
Yeah. All right. Remember, you went to art school.
I mean, you look at stuff differently. You do look at stuff differently.
I remember my brother, friend
that means
who went to school for film. When he said, when I told him I'm going to art institute, he said, yeah, movies gonna be ruined for you. I said, why? He said, once you learn how to do this stuff, you're gonna start seeing things. You're gonna start judging things. And he was so right.
Mm-hmm. When I look at commercials,
he must be right because that girl was my mother.
Dog, you funny. That's a phenomenal.
Haven't
joke.
Haven't talked to her since.
Phenomenal joke.
I take that shit serious. It must be because of art school.
I was wondering why you and your family's on bad terms. Because of damn Gemini Man,
Will Smith, you ruined my life more than once.
He slapped me with that joke.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, Doc. Series. I think you.
You skip one.
Oh, 9/11.
My bad. 9/11.
So yeah. This man, Rome. Put me on this documentary. I love documentaries. He says a 9/11 documentary with the craziest angles and the craziest stories. So I'm like, all right, let me check it out.
That shit crazy. Man, that shit crazy.
This shit is crazy.
That's a new one?
Yeah.
They always coming out.
No, this
shit. I've seen a bunch of 9/11 docs. This is absolutely the best one thus far. It's six. Right. It's six episodes, right?
Six episodes.
I'm on episode 4.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen these angles, these stories from different perspectives. They talking from like firefighter, people that was in the building, people, the air flight people.
They take it building by building.
They taking it building by building. That shit crazy. Other buildings got affected, like the families. They got the calls from the plane.
Okay, I'm gonna watch.
No, that shit crazy.
Like, let me ask, what is the main conspiracy? Aliens?
No, it's not a conspiracy. They just showing you what happened in this day from the start off with this fireman and they're it's a dude filming the fireman.
That's my main conspiracy. Why this day we having this documentary? Why? What is this?
They were. Footage from
they
that
were
day,
doing the firemen though, and it turned into this.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's that part for me.
They always got to do shit for training,
for sure. But it's just I'm talking about them because when you see the angles, you like, this is wild. That is perfectly. You got to see. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So they filming the firemen on a regular day. They with the chief. They riding with the chief. So they go. It's a gas leak somewhere. So they. Doing that. Well, they start at another call, then they go to a gas leak. Mm-hmm. They filming that. And they just talking, they checking. All of a sudden, you just hear a loud plane, so they all look up.
Especially in Manhattan.
Yeah, so then the cameraman look up, he turned, and you see the first plane hit, boom, and all of a sudden, what the hell?
That shit sounds scary, dog.
And everyone is like, what the hell just happened? So now they jump in the truck, and he like, everyone head to the World Trade Center, a plane just crashed into it. So right now, this is like a freak accident. You just thinking it's a freak accident. Good. So they dare. So they get there, and he's like, I'm the first one there, like, with my rank. So he's like, I could have retired 6 days earlier.
That's fucking
But he said,
great.
I love the job so much that I just, I stayed. So he said, I got to take control. So he said, you just hear everyone. He said, drop what you're doing. Everyone World Trade Center, if you an officer or whatever. And so now he's doing with the firemen. So then they switch to another perspective. And then, say, during this whole thing, all of a sudden, everyone's watching the building. And then you hear another plane. Buddy, look up. boom, everyone like, oh my God.
And this is why.
Now it's like, all right, this is not freak accent. We're under attack.
And this is why this is confusing, because the angle that they got again when the second plane, imagine me sitting here. I'm a fire. There's a camera angled this way. I'm talking about tower is perfectly right here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Here's my thing, though. Here's my thing why I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Because already when you in New York as a tourist, you got your camera out. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's the person.
Yeah.
But so it's a lot of different footage, because people are tourists. They seen the World Trade. They going to have cameras. And say if I'm here now already with a camera.
Not as much as nowadays, though.
Of course not. Of course
it's 2001.
Yeah. Of course not.
That shit clear.
If I'm a cameraman and now I'm filming after seeing that first tower hit.
Yeah.
Nigga, if I hear a plane, I'm pointing up. It's like.
Yes.
The first one was more like, damn, he caught that. But the second one ain't shocking, because everyone got their eye on these two buildings now.
For sure. It was just like, these some cinematic angles. I'm on my Emmanuel shit in there.
They made all the footage in 2022. Digital, everything.
But no, it's a great documentary.
That's crazy ass story. Like, this is one black dude. He work in a restaurant.
So it's not conspiratorial. It's all real.
Yeah, it's all real.
They ain't trying to say this happened. No, this is what the real accounts from these people.
I thought it was the Egyptian aliens. All right.
So this is one black dude. He talking. He like, I work in a restaurant. He say, when I go into the fridge, it's soundproof. Mm-hmm. You don't hear nothing. You can't feel nothing. Mm-hmm. So he said,
was in the restaurant before he went to the fridge.
Everyone's in the restaurant. He said, he go in the fridge. He in there for a little bit. He come out. He said, everyone's gone. He like, what the? Like, the cooks? All the restaurant people?
That shit crazy.
Everyone's gone. And he like, he's trying to figure out what's happening. He just see like debris and like, what the hell? He said, a dude runs in. He said, you can see the look of fear on his face. And he like, you can't be in here. He just like, obviously everyone gone. He's like, you can't be in here. He said, dude said, go outside. And he like, huh? He said, just look outside. He said, he go to the door. He said, he trying to push it. He said, he see a dead animal, something like a dead animal. He said, it was an arm. So then he like, what the hell? So he keep going outside. He said, he look around the corner. He said,
bodies.
At least 100 bodies. There's body parts and bodies and pieces. And he's just standing there looking. And then he said, all of a sudden, a body drops right in front of him. And it, he said, God. It explodes. Because the impact.
I'm telling you, that sounds crazy.
Yeah,
this is why this documentary is so good, because it take you into a place where you like, you kind of forget. We watching it, of course.
You don't have footage of that.
No. But we have been thinking, because we weren't there. Of course, we see the plane and everything. But like, you forget that there's a restaurant. But you forget that there is so much debris.
Yeah.
And then people, bodies from the plane. And then papers, luggage. And then people jumping. Like, there's parts in there where they hear, pow. And it's like bodies hitting the. I'm like, dog, that shit. I'm like, this documentary crazy, like, dog.
That's a horrific time.
The crazy thing about it, like, it puts you back into that day, and it lets you know, at least in our lifetime, that's the craziest thing that ever happened to America. Like,
that shit wild.
I remember everything about that day, and I was like, this is crazy for two planes. The other one that hit the Pentagon, and then the other one that was headed for the Capitol that. But he got, so it was a lady, she come on, she like, her son called her on the plane saying, hey, there's guys hijacking the plane, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, this and that, and then it disconnects. So then, she on San Fran, so it's like 6 in the morning, she didn't know what was going on, so then, so her daughter turned on the news, they watching it, she said she called back her son, go to voice, she like, hey, there's hijackers, she like, if you can do anything, you know, because these guys seem hell-bent, try to do something, but... Never got a call back, so then they're just watching it, and then they find out that her son plane crashed in Pennsylvania. But it was four people that caused it, four passengers, and her son was one of them. Because the last, like, it was one of the dudes that went to help, they got him on the call saying, y'all ready? Then they go, and then they found out it was them four, one of her
that son. Shit. When you watch that shit, you looking at this shit like, dog, this shit is crazy. Like
the stories, like, yeah. They take you and like, then they connect, because it'll be like a survivor. Then you say this fireman name, and then they'll bring the fireman on. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh.
And they talk about, it's all decisions. Like, that's the last thing, because I know you want to watch it. The people in the second tower, the dude, he got his stuff, he going downstairs. He said the elevator opened, and the security guard, he's like, where are you going? It's in the second building. It's in the first building. Everything's safe in this tower, too. And yet, even they have alarms going, like, everybody be calm, safe, da-da-da. The lady, he said, he looked at one of his ladies. I think he was ahead or something. He looked at one of his ladies. She was like, I'm scared. I want to go home. So she went. Then he's holding the door. He said all his people in the elevator looking at him because they about to go back up. And he looking, and he was like, trying to make a decision. The security guy was like, oh, come on, man. You a little scared? You scared to go back up, da-da-da? And so he went back on the elevator and went back up. He said the last time he seen everybody, he survived. I said, no, this shit is crazy.
One more story before we end it. One dude, when the shit collapsed, he under some rubble, and he's in there, am I going to die? And then he started thinking about his family. He got a daughter that's about to be born. He like, nah, I got to see my family. I got to see my kids.
He's on the plane?
No, this is
in the building,
rubble.
Yeah, in the rubble.
Okay. Under the rubble. And he's like, nah. So he said he start like looking. He said when he starts to climb, someone grabs his ankle. So he looks down. It's a dude. And he like, all right, guy. He helps him up. He like, hey, we're going to survive. Let's do it. He's like, you're smaller. I'm going to push you through. I see this light. And then try to pull the thing back to help me get out because he's bigger. So he pushed Buddy through. And he said, once he pushed Buddy through, he like, all right. And he said, he don't hear nothing. So he said, he like, stick his head through. Buddy's walking off. Mm. Buddy left him. Mm-hmm. And then he said, hey. And Buddy was like, and just kept going. Like, totally left him. He said he went back down, grabbed a concrete block. He said he was able to throw it at him. He said, I'm so happy I missed him. Because if it would hit him, he would have killed him. He said, I would have to live with that. But he said, Buddy left him. And he had to fight his way out, crawl, like everything.
That's trash.
He made it out. And they got him on camera
coming out.
Yeah. Well, not coming out, but running down the street. And then the dude stopped, like, hey, what's your name? He's like, my name is such and such. And then he tells, I'm like, shit.
That documented crazy.
I'm like, this nigga left him after he saved you.
That's fucked up.
That's woo.
I was gonna
don't
say
don't let
that
me
to
see you.
Like, boy, don't let me see you.
Don't ever let you me
get,
see you.
You
again.
Get at least one good hook. If I see like that one, nigga, one, if I'm coming out and I see it.
One good hook, nigga.
You left me.
But yeah, I can send you the name of it. I think it's 9/11, One Day in America, yeah. Something like that. Yeah,
it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
But I was watching it on National
TV. Yeah, y'all watch it, man. It's crazy. Yeah. That shit crazy.
That's why I was watching before y'all came. Yeah. I couldn't even.
I got to finish it up, too.
I got to finish it. Yeah, that shit it's crazy. So good.
I remember I felt that hit that day on the Pentagon one. Because it was middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were, you know, like our school was kind of overpopulated. So we had trailers.
Yeah.
On the outside of the school. So I was going to one of those trailer classes. And so I'm walking inside. And I remember it was just like a casual day.
And I just normal.
It was just a very normal day.
It was
day.
A beautiful day.
And,
sunny
yeah,
day.
I remember it was nice on DC area. And I was like, okay. And so I go into the class. I just feel, boom, all of us. We just feel this loud hit.
Mm.
And the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, somebody ran a car into our trailer. That's what
that's
it felt
for, yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's what
it
felt like, yeah.
I was like, somebody just ran a car. We all, the teacher included, we go outside and we're looking around like, yo, somebody hit this shit? What the hell just happened? Like 5 minutes later, somebody comes running. Yo, somebody bombed the Pentagon. And I'm thinking, bomb, at my young age, I'm thinking somebody rolled down the highway with a stick of dynamite.
Some TNT.
And threw it at the goddamn Pentagon. TNT. I'm like, somebody bombed the Pentagon?
Yeah.
And so I didn't understand. And then next thing I know, our school is making an announcement, oh, classes are now canceled or people are coming to pick up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is happening? I just start walking home. A bunch of me and my friends, we just start walking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we grab our stuff. We start walking home. I get in the house first thing. My dad is there. I'm like, what are you doing here? And then he says, he got on the news and he says, I see both the Pentagons on fire. I mean, both the Twin Towers on fire. I was like, somebody hit the Pentagon and the Twin Towers?
Yeah, that shit. I'm like, We thought America was about to get swarmed.
Was your brother working there at the time?
No, not at that time, thank God.
That's good.
But my auntie was working close by. She worked in a hotel nearby. And she said she saw the plane. Now, I don't know.
See, but look.
But that, people in that area say they saw the
and
plane.
And that's the biggest conspiracy of all of it, like the one that hit the Pentagon. So I'm at that part now. Yeah, so I'm excited to like see what they say about that.
Because the wreckage was so like sparse that people had questions.
That's crazy. My dad.
Where were you?
My middle school, my eighth grade science class. And
fucking crazy. I thought it was
a movie on. Because I seen the first tower.
Yeah.
And it's burning. I didn't know what was going on. They was like, oh, hitting them looking. And then we seen the second one because they showing up. I was like, oh.
It was on in your class.
Yeah. We was like, oh. And then the teacher went and cut it off. She was like, oh. And then parents. And I just remember parents coming to pick up kids. Because at that time, you don't know. Yeah. At that time, you don't know. You thinking America's about to get attacked. You don't know what the fuck's going on because from D.C. to New York, you
hitting the centers.
Yeah, they you was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I was too ignorant to understand.
You were good in North Carolina.
I was fine. Coming there. That's fine.
Unless they had beef with Coach K or something.
No one was. Or Jordan. Maybe Jordan made him mad.
They knew they couldn't send a message by doing anything in North Carolina. You could have stayed at school.
I was so glad. I was like, come get me. I know, for me.
They lightened North Carolina in the shape of a 23.
Which is funny. I was in my science class as well.
That's funny.
And she had the news on. And I'm like, we were just watching like a plane hit the world. I'm like, oh shit, this is a freak accident.
Yeah.
And then we saw the second plane. We was like,
that shit crazy, nigga.
What is going on? And then all of a sudden on the intercom, teachers, if you're watching the news, turn the news off right now. So she turned it off. I'm like, come on. I'm like, what? This is history now at this point. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. What's going on? And then, like a draft, such and such, come to the, your parents here. Such and such. I was like, hey, y'all, I'll be gone soon. My mom coming. I know my mom.
For sure.
I am going home. And every time someone with name would call, we would cheer. Everyone so happy to just get out of school. Name got called?
Yeah. And my dad retired, I think, August 31st, 2001. So like 10, 11 days before.
Wow.
Crazy.
But where was he stationed?
It wouldn't matter. They were sending everybody. Because he was the head of his unit at the time. I just know he said if I wouldn't retire, he was like, they was for sure gonna send me to wherever. He was like, I think he was in Fort Bragg or either in, he might have been in Georgia at the time. I'm not sure, but because you know they was pulling soldiers from everywhere.
It has to be a different feeling to be in the military and to see your home country being attacked.
Probably. I mean,
because that doesn't happen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Pearl Harbor was like the last time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't get like attacks a lot. Yeah. So to see America,
like it's like, time to go to war, like,
and then to even get that call, oh, you're getting called in. Oh, where are we going? Afghanistan, Russia, somewhere? No, New York.
Like what? That just sound crazy.
Yeah, that's a wild.
That's why, like on the dock, people talking like the firemen were scared.
Yeah,
they're like no one was talking. Like people were scared. Like
they were shaking hands. Like we might not see each other no more. This is it. Y'all go watch that shit.
Like everybody's a hero that day.
The trauma these people have, I can't imagine. Like, you have a nightmare.
Can you even blame the guy that walked away?
I mean,
you could blame the guy.
I get what you're saying.
It's crazy. Just
nah, man.
I mean, it is. I'm not. I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm just saying, like
the other side of it.
When you take years to step back, I'm just saying.
I mean,
after time, of course, because in the moment, you would want to just kill him.
The way he described it, it didn't seem like this man was like in shock and panicking, like oh my god. It was like he made a conscious decision. Oh, I'm out. F this. Because he was like, yeah, he was still responding to him, like yeah, like not trying to. Yeah, come on. Like, this man just saved my life. That's I'm going to try. Like, if the buildings start coming down, I can see if he, like, I got to take off. But y'all still got time. Like, this man just saved my life. He pulled me up. I was under him. I got to try. If I can't do it myself, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get help.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to take off.
Yeah, it's different. That's different.
Maybe he was one of Mendez's family members. Look. Man, I'm just crazy. Saying, you know, we the first time we got to LA, one of the times we were here, like the we went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It was
a
breakfast spot. What's that? You know what
I'm talking. Griddle.
Yeah. And we're having a meeting with some manager or with our manager or something, whatever. We're getting breakfast. there's this Mexican man that came in there, didn't speak any English, and he was just collecting dishes or something. And I stopped because it was getting hot in the area, the back room we were in. And I said, excuse me, sir, can you fix the air? Do you think you can turn the air up? This man turned and looked at me like.
I remember that.
And I remember looking at the guys like, yeah, we just want the air turned up. He's like, oh, no. He just slowly backed out of the room. Oh, no. We made up this whole story that this was actually the cousin of the guy that actually worked there. And he needed some time off. And he told Juan, please, just don't mess this up.
Don't answer no questions.
You know you're not supposed to be. Don't answer no questions. And here I go asking him, hey, excuse me, can you turn the air up?
That shit is funny. All right, let's talk about this Mike Tyson and Black Panther real quick.
Mike Tyson, new series on Hulu that's coming out, looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I
just want y'all to look at the trailer. That shit looks.
When does it drop?
I think August.
August, okay.
I think I could be wrong, but I am that so look good. Ready that to should see look that. Good. And then it was one dude that wrote a comment. He said, I was one of the people on the crew. I worked. He's like, you know, a lot of times you work a project and you can be like, you know, you don't know if it's going to be good or not. He said, everybody on set knew like this gonna be special. Mm-hmm. Like he said, all the performances, he like the cinematography, he said it was amazing. He said that was the best project he ever worked on. He said it's gonna be great.
Okay. I like, all right, that'd be fun. Right, okay. All right. And then so y'all get ready to check that out. And then the Black Panther 2 trailer.
There's a whole bunch of trailers that dropped recently. Black Panther 2 looks. What did y'all think?
I would say, did it capture me like, oh my god? No, but I did like the soundtrack. I like the soundtrack they use, and I like the last shot with the, you know, it almost looked like the suit was gold. I couldn't tell, but I had to go look at it again. I only watched it one time. Yeah. But I'm anxious to see another trailer, for sure. I mean, I know that was a teaser trailer, you know, but I wasn't like,
I wasn't like that at first. then I watched it again. I started slowly getting hyped.
Okay.
Because I was very on the fence of them not replacing Chadwick.
Yeah.
I was one of the ones like, yo, why do we have to get rid of one of our great characters because an actor died? And I felt very sad for Chadwick passing and everything. But that doesn't mean we have to throw away the character. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't
saying?
Throw away the
like,
character, yeah.
We still need, there's still a chat.
If no, anything, I honor him, you know?
Yeah, honor him. This trailer kind of got me on par because they did it through storytelling. It seemed like they got a plan.
Yeah.
And
I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a part of me, they say there's going to be some girl, possibly, I think.
I think it could be a girl. It could be the M'Baku character that wasn't
named. If they do it
played.
Right, fine. But the best part of the whole trailer to me, honestly, was Angela Badass Bassett.
Yeah, she was killing. She be killing.
Her acting, it's like they unleashed her on this goddamn trailer, man.
I need to watch
we
it again.
Forget how great of an actress she is.
Angela
Bassett, you felt every bit of those lines that she was giving.
I'll tell you what, because we just got back from Africa, I did feel like, I want to squad up with all my African niggas. So
people getting on y'all too, saying that it's not Tanzania.
That's this is
hey man,
this is what
I'm gonna go with. What the, this what they is what told the, this me. What they I told thought me. It was Tanzania, but
these are the native
all
people.
All the people when they were talking, when telling us Tanzania, every time it's Tanzania. So I, at one point, I asked Moose, I'm like, "Is it Tanzania or Tanzania?" He's like, "Tanzania."
So I'm like, "These
then
are
it's
them.
Tanzania. You grew up here. You live here. Who am I?
I can't
you?
Argue with them.
Yeah, I'm no, not arguing
no,
with them.
No."
No, we're going to continue.
We're going
to
argue about this.
Hey, man.
It's Tanzania.
This is a stupid thing, but me and Cam was riding.
Hold on, real quick. Is this a different story?
Oh, you still got Black Panther?
Because there's a couple of different. Black Panther was cool.
Yeah.
They also dropped the I Am Groot trailer. Did y'all see
that? No, I ain't see the I Am Groot trailer. Okay, that's funny.
it's like an animated
type
of, but it looks cool.
I Am Groot.
They dropped the Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones.
Which is House of Dragon.
And the Viola Davis Warrior movie.
And the Viola Davis
What's
Warrior
the Game of Thrones? Is it House of Fire, House of Dragon?
House of Dragon.
House of Dragon.
House of Dragon, yeah.
All those trailers look good.
At first, I wasn't feeling the Lord of the Rings first trailer because I was like, "What's happening?" But this second one looks really good.
I don't know if I watched the first one or the second one. I think it's the first one.
Watch the second one. Second one's like a much better trailer. And then Game of Thrones just has it.
That shit
just
looks good. Like this time, I was like, "I'm not getting 8 seasons behind. I'm starting when it starts."
Oh, yeah. You know they're gonna break that rating's gonna be crazy on that first episode,
or it might not.
It's going to be crazy on that first episode.
The only reason I say that is because of the... I don't know how many people...
The trailer got millions of views.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings? No, Game of Thrones. That rating's going to be stupid.
It's going to be crazy. That's some. I hope they don't ruin it. That's
you just heard you. You said you're not getting behind this.
Yeah, definitely.
So think about the diehard Game of Thrones. Come on, man.
Yeah, and then what else did they drop? Did y'all see
that dun-da-dun?
Jamie Foxx had a new trailer. I know.
Jamie Foxx has it for
John Wick trailer.
John Wick.
John Wick.
I don't know how I don't know how they do this shit.
With that basic ass story, but it works.
They get me so hyped. They know how to do action, dog.
It's the funny thing because it is simple. It's simple.
I'm going to a theater this time. I'm gonna go to a later theater too. A later showing so I can be with
the niggas. We're gonna go to the 8:45.
We're gonna go to 6:45 PM.
Cause I seen the John Wick 3 in the movie, and that shit, I was like, man.
I ain't gonna lie, this is going down as one of the best action series ever.
Them shit's hard.
Ever.
Like, first off, because we know it's ridiculous and nobody would ever survive what he's doing, and it's amazing.
No, what's ridiculous, this movie's been going on for years, but it's only days in the film. It's only been like three days in freaking like 4 movies.
If y'all ain't watched John Wick 1, 2, and 3, I'm telling you, it's going to take you for a ride. That shit.
Especially if you like action.
Yeah, shit is crazy. Fanatic.
That's why I need Raid 3, man. I need one more Raid, man. Can't give me 2.
Him and Halle Berry with them German Shepherds is one of the hardest scenes in a movie. That shit is hard.
They turn common into action.
Yeah.
He did good.
He did great.
What shocked me about this Gray Man movie, I didn't know it was the Russo brothers that did this movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
Yeah, I did not know until the end. And I was looking at the trailer, like, oh, snap. That shit was,
I know they had to deal with Netflix.
It was good.
So, y'all watch John Wick. I'm excited. That John Wick gonna be hard.
The thing about Gray Man, you gotta catch the tone. At first, you're a little confused, like, huh? But then once you get the tone, you're like, all right, I see what they're doing.
Any good comedies?
I watched Man from Toronto, the Kevin Hart and
Woody Harrelson
movie. It was cool.
It didn't look as good as the last one. The last one was really good.
Movie? That was phenomenal. That was a series.
Oh, the series. Oh, yeah.
That was phenomenal.
What was that called again?
I can't remember.
But it was phenomenal.
Yeah, Man from Philadelphia. I think that was
some
all
good
the major
shit coming.
Trailers.
This is funny.
Oh, they got a Shazam and The Rock.
The Rock
is playing Black Adam.
Oh, I seen Black Adam. Yeah,
Black Adam trailer
didn't look bad.
I'm ready for Blade to drop a trailer. Yeah.
And you know Megan Good is in Shazam. So you should just go watch for that.
I'll just go to IG.
Shazam, there it is.
Shazam.
I ain't gonna lie, the first Shazam surprised me because it wasn't bad of a movie.
That is nothing I'm interested in. The only time I like Shazam is when I'm trying to find what song this is.
That's good.
Right now, DC Universe is worried about getting everybody canceled. They got Amber Heard got to get out of there. Ezra Miller got to get out of there. Like, it's just...
This stress bear, this is just quick. We were talking in the car, and I was like, the reason why I can't stay up late anymore because I'm a man with responsibilities and stress, because men, we got to do things, and we need to go to bed. And Cam was like,
responsibilities and stress.
Responsibilities and stress. Men got to take care of shit. And then Cam was like, oh yeah. He was like, that stress will fight off a bear. Mm-hmm. So then we started saying, if a bear came to attack you, you'd be like, oh, hey, I throw this stress of a man on you. And bear be like, hey, all hell claw, dog. Leave me alone.
Bear was like, hey, man, I'm just here for the sandwich. live on that. I go chase a deer. Yeah,
you you talking about bills and responsibility? I don't want to do that shit.
Hell clock, dog. Hell clock. Hell clock.
Ooh, said, I like my bagel on the locks.
Oh, this is on the locks, nigga.
You don't need bear spray. Just throw this responsibility. They'll take off.
This. So, somebody sent me an article. I'm just
too
reading.
Too much for that bear to bear. Go ahead.
Too much for that come bear on, to bear. Postmortem sperm retrieval is turning dead men into fathers. So, just it's so much to even read, but basically, they
without
were
their consent.
Basically, it says, in Israel, parents of slain soldiers are pushing for their right to be future grandparents. Critics call it planned orphanhood. So basically, at war, like right after the guy dies, right, or like, they go and retrieve sperm out of the body to keep or free. Like, this shit, I started reading on some of it. Somebody sent it to me real quick, so I didn't get to dive into it. But they're basically taking slain soldiers who died 30 after. So it says, one of the children among the mourners, she had a 5-year-old on her lap. She said she never met this guy, Roskov, I guess his name. But she's his daughter. 30 hours after he was killed, his sperm was extracted, preserved in liquid nitrogen, and 14 years later used to fertilize the egg of Irina.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just like,
this is weird.
That's just a,
without their consent?
Well, they can't consent.
No, but I'm saying, you know how you could pick if like you want to be an organ donor or something? Yeah. Like, if that's going to be a thing, they need to have that option, because
yeah, it's like I didn't know? Want kids. Even in death, they trying to take my seed.
Yeah, it says I was moved by her story. She was alone in Israel. She lost her only son and had no grandchild. So, I guess 14 years later, I'm
the
just like
one of the grandson. That's weird, man.
Yeah, I was like, that's just a little strange for me.
Why the mother and not the? So who is the woman?
That's what I'm
surrogate mother. I think the surrogate, maybe the wife.
Yeah, or like a surrogate mother, or it could be. Yeah, it could be.
Did the wife want this, or is it just? Why is it just?
But even
about the
then,
grandma?
It should be the man.
Yeah, I mean, even yeah, I mean, obviously.
I'm just like, let me see. The procedure had never been done in the Israel military, but it says, after a man dies, his sperm cells live up to 72 hours and can be retrieved with an incision to the testicle, then frozen. We checked with legal and medical authorities and went ahead. Moore says, today is becoming routine. If you don't have a child and want to leave one, we can give that to your wife and parents. So I...
like, if the person while they're alive make this decision, all right, that's cool. Guess. But not to just... take it without their consent.
Shit is getting mad science fiction-y.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like just weird. Interesting. But yeah, y'all can go read up on the article. I got to read it fully to see if they gave consent or not.
Like,
but
to tell the child, yeah, your dad died 14 years before you were even born. Like, what? Huh? Like, I don't know. This is just weird. And you have no mother. This is your grandmother.
And then this last thing, I just read this headline, and this shit had me laughing. It just says, mother dropped her kids off with their aunt and decided that she doesn't want her kids anymore. Mm. I said, yo, that is so funny. But I guess this is talk. Let me see.
Don't want to have kids. Excuse me? I don't want to have kids. Yeah, well, you already had them, so they're yours. Your sister is raising them. Don't you think you should want to get them back? Or you don't want kids at all? You don't want the responsibility, anything?
No, I just don't want to have kids anymore. I just decided that I don't want to have kids.
So she in court?
Yeah, I'm looking in court. Nah, this I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. Your mom drop you off. Hey, yo, mom, why are we ready to get picked up? Nah. I'm straight. Mom, auntie said we she gotta do something. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I don't really.
Matter of fact, I'm done.
No, I'm saying. No. I was just here for the same.
Yeah, she said, I'm just here for the same. She looked, she dropped them off. She got in the car. She said, damn, it's quiet. I got some peas. Hold on.
That's better than the other lady, though. It was footage of this lady. You see a car pull up. Lady get out the car, go to the back seat, take a stroller, little thing out, put it in the middle of the street, the sidewalk right there. She could have put it on the sidewalk. Get back in the car, it drive off. So someone was there.
There was a baby in the stroller?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
She could have dropped it off at the fire department because they'll take babies. Or you could drop it off at a hospital. But you're going to put it in the street when it's a sidewalk, at least the sidewalk. Like, I don't know.
That's fucked.
When something's happening, man.
I was talking to Maya. I'm like, I don't know if I can forgive my parent for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that.
You know, not being there, leaving. But if I see you as a kid, you put me in the street and just left.
Have women always done this?
I don't know.
Has this always been a thing? We're just learning about it or something? Because I feel like it's just, or is it just more open because it's video now and stuff? Because I see even recently, like, a girl suing a guy after she went on a date with him and he didn't, it was a bad date. Because she had somebody that died recently, so now she's suing him for $10,000.
Hold on.
The saying so he liked it. He was like, "Your Honor, I thought you were gonna throw this case out because it was a date." And now she goes off.
They
went on a date.
She said the date didn't go good.
Yeah, he didn't want to. I don't know exact details. Can you look it up? I don't know if he didn't want to pay or if he didn't. He was like, "I'm just leaving" or something. Or if it was just a bad date, but she ended up suing him for perjury. She don't even know what that means. The judge is trying to explain to her, that's not perjury,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's not, It says,
Quayshante Short sued Richard Jordan for $10,000 because after their first date, he decided he never wanted to see her again, but she seemed that unacceptable. So let me see.
Look at the picture that posted. Hold on, go back real quick, Gab. Look at this picture. What is it? Hold on. This nigga got his hand. Like, come on, something's man. Going on.
All this cookie stuff.
All this cookie stuff.
Yeah, all this confirm you. All that these stuff. Cookies. Come on,
confirm
man.
Confirm your cookies.
I know I got a sweet tooth. We talking about cookies. Come on, man. Go to the video. Let me see.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
We got
it. She said that wasn't acceptable.
That's the judge, though.
What is it? Intentional infliction of emotional distress?
Yes.
Is that the claim?
Yes, okay. It is.
That's not something that's really justiciable in district court.
I'm sorry, Woody. I can't hear you.
She's somewhere, too.
I said that's not something that's
it's a Zoom call.
So you said it's not permissible in district court. It has to be taken to circuit court?
That's an equitable action, yes. Mr. Jordan, let me just ask you this. Are you planning to represent yourself on this?
Keep planning.
To be honest with you, sir, I thought this was just going to be thrown out. We had a date. And nothing else after that. And now I'm being sued for $10,000. I don't really see how this is going to go any further. I think it's a waste of your time.
The problem is this.
She's at an airport.
You need to file the appropriate motion. You need to file a motion to ask for that.
Ain't no motion.
In that letter, he lied.
He lied.
And then that's what brought forth the perjury. It was never perjury in the beginning. It was perjury after his response.
Well, you can't say, listen, he has the right to put whatever is in the answer.
I'm not saying he can't, but
you can't add another count because you don't like or you disagree with what is in his answer.
If he responds and his response is a lie, it's perjury, then my documents will prove that he lied in his response.
No. It's his version. First of all, do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I understand perjury is a lie. I know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement, a false statement made under oath.
Under oath.
Exactly.
both.
He don't understand. What? It's a false statement.
He should have this woman locked up.
He's smiling over it.
With his polo shirt.
You said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
No, you don't understand, ma'am. You don't understand.
What are you doing here?
You don't understand.
Are we done here?
Perjury.
This nigga, this judge got a lot of patience.
Steve Stout.
He does. She get locked up for contempt.
I've been over there laughing. I'm sorry.
If you were the dude or the
dude? Yeah, the dude. You'd be laughing.
You smiling. No, I'm going to be smiling too. This guy be crazy.
I said no.
If Kevin Samuels was here today.
Yeah,
it just keeps going. Yeah.
I never. That's the only part I seen when she was saying, done here.
She's just a lot, dog. That was a.
We went on a date,
and she trying to sue me.
So he
now
lied about that date. Because that's like you telling her when y'all getting to know each other that you funny, you get on a date, you ain't making her laugh, you lied, and I can see that. I would sue your ass too.
Damn.
So the world's like I said,
the world's getting fucked up, bro. Kevin Samuels was here today.
You know what she would have got me for perjury? If I told her, yeah, we can go to 9:45 p.m. show, and I'll stay up during the whole movie. Yeah, I'd be lying.
You ain't under no oath. Obviously, she thought he went under oath and said, all right, ma'am, let's make sure we do this under oath. I'm going, like, what are you talking about?
Like, maybe. I could never. Like, you're suing someone for a first date? Like, it sounds insane.
You have issues. You have issues.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For $10,000?
The date wasn't even...
He did not cause no emotional pain.
Watching that video makes me feel like less harsh on the people that robbed that pastor. Like, to me, that was crazier than the guys that robbed a pastor.
You know what's funny?
If all this
you
is
know
about
funny?
Money,
you actually right. Yeah. Because
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Niggas been robbing
insane.
Churches forever.
Yeah. But they ain't been suing for first dates.
But they ain't been suing for first dates.
And the church has been robbing us forever. Like, so it's kind of like, we get it.
You got the joke of the podcast.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank
you.
That's good.
But here's the thing. With the church, when I saw that, I'm like, all right. Yeah, this is crazy. I'm like, if there's a heaven and hell, y'all go into hell. Y'all right. Rob the church. But this one, I was like, what?
There's a darker place in hell for this person.
I am baffled.
You sued a man for a date?
A date.
Like, the church robbing should be more shocking, but it's not. That's been happening before we were here. That happened after.
Thank goodness he didn't sleep with her. At least I don't think he did.
Nah, because she would have said,
oh, my God.
I would have sued. It seemed like all this is based on the date didn't go where she wanted, or...
And he was like, all right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
This is just all witchery. Like, she would probably... Take that man's money, kill him, take his semen out of his ball, save it for 14 years, have a baby later on, say she's this mother. Like, all this shit is witchery.
As of right now, her dating life should be done, because if I go to talk to her and I was like, wait, what's your name? Quan Shade something? What? I'm good.
Yeah,
I seen that video. I'm
yeah, you don't yeah, you yeah, don't do good. First dates well.
The girls
so,
that wild out in that Bell Fries.
I didn't watch
that shit. Like, even one of them with a crazy name, Quantissery.
Quantissery.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Did you want to talk about the child support or no?
I mean, that just goes back to this. Just everything's a gift.
Everything's
the stress of a man.
Y'all,
stress of
a man.
Y'all watch that 9/11 doc. I'm telling you, man, it brings up every emotion. Like, you just, you.
you realize that's the craziest thing you've seen in your lifetime. Like, that day was the day everyone was watching the news. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop.
I know for a fact that's when my mom, that's when she started watching news heavy. That marked the day. A lot of my family, I remember, mm-hmm. it was just like, it was news after that. All the
if
time.
I was in D.C., yeah. I really would have. Like, how long were y'all schooled down for after that? Like, did they cancel for the rest of the week? Like, what
I
day
can't
was
remember.
That?
Good question. I don't
what
really
day was
remember.
That again?
Yeah, I don't even
I don't
remember.
Remember if they canceled for the whole week. They're probably like, bring y'all asses back to class.
Yeah. So, guys, go watch the doc. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you follow us at CTH Podcast.
More stories this week.
We got a Facebook as well and Twitter. If y'all want to go follow us, CTH Podcast, Comedy Trap House, just search it all.
Money Instagram. Mayhem this week.
We got
another
Mayhem
mic
week.
Drop this week.
Mic drop. Which one y'all do this week?
No, we didn't fit the same.
Oh, that was from this one. Yeah, so, that was good.
Wait, that came out already?
Yeah.
We didn't do one yet.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say, which one y'all?
I'm just here for the sake.
Mike is out this week, so we might not have one, but
if not, then next week for sure.
And then Rome might be on Mayhem Hour talking about Nope. If Cam sees he can come on too.
I'm telling you tomorrow.
Okay, all right. So Friday.
Have a little Nope little Nope conversation.
Have a little Nope con.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Much love.
Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.